Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Jill. And as we get started, we would love to invite you to fill out an online connect form at duluthvineyard.org/connect form. It's a great way to keep in touch with us.
Also, a great way to worship God and to help others is to give. We'd invite you to go to duluthvineyard.org/give and give. Thank you for your generosity.
You know, next week we're starting something new. Mm-hmm. We're going to be reading through and doing a study on the book of Philippians. And so we want to invite you to join us in reading Philippians this next week to get you ready for that study.
But today we're finishing our series on putting our faith into action, taking our next step towards Jesus. So as we're moving towards Jesus, I would like to invite you to close your eyes and imagine Jesus. Just picture Jesus in your mind. Do you see him walking with his dusty sandals by the sea, or maybe little children running up to him? He turns and he smiles at you. Can you see Jesus? You know, how we picture Jesus actually tells us a lot about our relationship with him, but that's a talk for another day. Today, I just want you to notice that when we picture Jesus, we see a guy with a human body. When I say picture Jesus, none of us picture a giant lizard or a unicorn. You know, folks don't even picture energy or a great spirit. What we picture is a man with a human body, a man like me, a guy like me, you know, darker, better looking, but still a guy with a human body.
So that's our first idea today, mm-hmm. that Jesus has a human body. God Almighty chose to appear and to make himself known to the world as a human. Mm-hmm. It's the miracle of Christmas that God made himself human. And human bodies are incredibly important to God. Yeah. And yet, many of us don't see our bodies as something that's uniquely created by God, or that our bodies are knit together intentionally to express God's goodness to the world. Many of us are actually at war with our bodies. And we allow hateful, horrible self-talk to criticize and shame the worth of our bodies. And, you know, maybe during this pandemic, you've put on a couple of pandemic pounds, and you've not been showing up the way that you've wanted to in your health. And, you know, maybe you feel not only the physical weight of that, but also the emotional weight that yeah. carries. And to be honest, like, for me, it's been very difficult to see my body as important. I've got this ancient Greek philosophy of the human body being kind of unimportant, like body bad, spirit good. Like, that mixes up thinking, and it's really not that biblical. So for many of us, it's a great next step to begin to recognize what kind of self-talk we're embracing, and actually evaluate if that's what God thinks, because God sees our bodies as incredibly important.
Yeah, basically, we need to see our bodies the way that God sees them. He made them. He likes them. He wants us to take care of them. The Apostle Paul, he was an early church planter, leader. He talked about this. He talked to the church in Corinth, and he told them that our bodies are members with Christ. So we need to take care of our bodies by, like, not sleeping with prostitutes. Paul said to the Corinthians, and when he starts out, he's quoting them. He says, "I have the right to do anything you say, but not everything is beneficial." Again, he quotes them. "I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything." Do you see what Paul's getting at here? It's a little confusing. God, he gives us so much freedom when it comes to our bodies. Yet we're to use them in a way that's beneficial for them. We're to use them in a way that keeps Jesus as our one master. This is really about idolatry. What is the master? Are we putting other things, making them masters in our lives? For some of us, we make our bodies into idols. We're way into fitness, exercise. We care so much what we look like because we value our bodies more than we value Jesus.
And others of us, like, we just don't take care of ourselves.
Yeah.
We don't treat our bodies as important because everything else seems so much more important. We don't value and care about this gift that God has given us, and how God thinks of our bodies. We think things, embrace thoughts like, if I can't eat right, because if I eat right, like, that looks really hard, and I don't want to eat rabbit food for the rest of my life. I want to have that slice of pizza or 10 slices of pizza. Like, I can't exercise because I'm too tired. I'm so exhausted. Or what if I fail? Like, what if I commit myself to a workout regimen and I can't do it? and it's hard and I don't want to. Or maybe you're like me and you struggle with sleep because you have anxiety or depression or you're stressed and you just don't know how to let your body rest.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not uncommon for us to not know how to eat. Like, we don't know how to eat. We don't know how to exercise. And we really don't know how to rest. And really what we need to evaluate is, what master are we serving?
Mm.
What is the thing that we're serving? Is it our need to control? Is it our fear? Is it our unwillingness to grow, to be learners? You know, a year ago, I was in such a similar place where I didn't really know how to let Jesus care for me, specifically with my body. And it was incredibly dark and lonely for me. I was doing this discipleship path called faith walking, and I discovered that I was kind of constantly caring for other people in my life in a deep and meaningful way, and I was over caring for them, so I was robbing them of their responsibilities and even their successes and claiming those things as my own. And I was living into this really negative thought that I had embraced as a very, very young child, the thought that if I have to show up, I have to show up strong, and I have to be the one who can help, because if I'm a helper, then you can't hurt me. And I was so busy focusing on making sure everyone else was doing so well, that my kids and my husband and my close friends were doing well, that I kind of lost myself. I was so overbearing, it was stifling to them as well. And I began to rewrite that thought through that process of faith walking to live into this new thought. This new thought was, I will take care of myself. That actually was my first responsibility, to be able to worship God.
Yeah.
And I actually started to, very slowly, I just began to eat differently. I downloaded a very simple app that taught me how to eat. I started moving more, walking, and I tried to embrace failures that I experienced every single day just as a setback and get up the next day and try again, give it a new shot. I lost 50 pounds in 6 months, and I became more free to show up as who I really was and who I was created to be, actually knowing that my body is important to God and that God actually cares about my physical body. You know, recently I've begun to run. And honestly, I never thought that I would be a runner. There's a little running joke in my friend's circle of, I will never publicly run. I'm doing it, you guys. I can publicly run. And I still have tons of room to grow in embracing God's love in my life. But I've kept that weight off. And I'm closer to Jesus. And I'm continually putting myself in a position where I can learn to receive God's love in a much deeper way in my life. So how about you? There are a ton of things that we're going to let get in the way of that kind of transformation in our life. It might be your career or your family, your hobbies. It could be just watching a ton of TV or playing video games. If Jesus is really our master, we have to embrace that he cares about our bodies. Our bodies are a precious gift from God. We're to honor God with our bodies.
Yeah, absolutely, Jill. The Apostle Paul, he says in 1 Corinthians 6, you were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Now, many churches today, when they talk about honoring, respecting God with your body, it turns out to just be a talk about sex. And sure enough, Paul was talking to the Corinthians about sex. He says, the body, however, is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Yet honoring God with our bodies, it's not just about refraining from inappropriate sex outside of marriage. We also honor God with our bodies in the choices we make about the food and drink we have, in how much we press into movement and exercise, how much sleep we get, even how we protect ourselves from illness in the midst of a pandemic. All of those parts are about honoring God with our bodies. Think about this. Let's say your parents gave you a really valuable gift. They gave you $1 million racehorse. And one day they came over, and instead of exercising, racing that magnificent horse, you had that horse in the basement, and he was just watching TV and eating donuts. What would your parents think? I mean, would they think you were honoring them with the gift they gave you? Wouldn't it be fair for them to hold you responsible for how you were treating that gift? It's the same deal with our bodies and God. In fact, God, he's already set a time, you know, at the end of the age when he will hold us responsible. He will reward us for how we've treated the gifts, how we've honored him with the gifts he's given us.
So let's get honest with ourselves and with God. Like, how are we doing at this? How are we honoring God with our bodies? You know, most of us, I think many of us, can see room for improvement in that area in our lives. And yet, for some of us, that thought just begins to fill us with shame. Yeah. And we think about the junk that we eat, or the lack of exercise, or the binge eating, or the overindulgence, and we just feel guilty.
Yeah.
And that's not Jesus. Like, don't let the enemy into your head. Jesus has always loved you. And he's always forgiving us. He always wants what's very best for you. So we need to go to Jesus. And that's the great thing about following Jesus. Like, we don't have to be perfect because he's perfect. He's strong when we're weak. And we need to be humble. We need to humble ourselves and go to him and ask Jesus for help. You know, when it comes to honoring God with your body, what do you need help with? What's one thing this week that you're willing to press into to follow Jesus in caring for your physical body? Just one thing that you're willing to press into to honor God with your body this week. Maybe for you, that's taking a 30-minute walk this week. Just one 30-minute walk and embracing the motivation to begin to do that. Maybe for you, it's eating a meal that you know is nutritious and good for you and eating it slowly and tasting your food. For some of you, it might be committing to learn how to care for your body by asking a mentor or someone in your life who does this well for help. It might be signing up for that workout program that you've been thinking about but kind of dragging your feet on. It could be as simple as calling a friend and saying, I'm struggling with shame and self-criticism and self-down talk. I need prayer. Or it could be joining one of our small groups. There's one specifically even this next semester focusing on fear and anxiety, and begin to follow Jesus to care for your body in a group of people who understand how difficult that can be. It may even be the simplest of things of setting a bedtime and going to bed. Like, Holy Spirit, come. We need help. We need help to eat better and to exercise more, to get better sleep, to embrace moderation or abstinence. Like, come. Next, we not only honor, we respect God with our bodies, but also we worship with our bodies.
Yeah, let's go back to 1 Corinthians 6. It says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You know, the temple was a sacred place where the people of God worshiped God. They worshiped him. Now, if this week you drove by the Vineyard building and you looked over down there off of Arrowhead and you saw that some vandals had spray painted the building, they'd spray painted swastikas and swear words all over the building, I think many of us would get upset. We'd be angry about that. We'd want the people who did that to be held responsible. Yet, you know, our bodies are way more sacred, way more important than any church building. Yeah, how are we treating these temples of the Holy Spirit? Is there any vandalism going on? You know, is there maybe some substance abuse? How are we using these bodies to actually worship God?
Also, Paul says in Romans 12:1, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. What does that look like? Offering our bodies as living sacrifices? Like, do we crawl up on some weird altar? Like, no, that would be really strange. No, Jesus is our example. He's our role model for this. As his apprentices were to do what Jesus did with his body. And Jesus, he used his body to serve others. Jesus himself said, I have come to be served, not to serve. I have not come to be served, but to serve. And this is a great reason to get into shape. so that we can do our best serving. Like now, hopefully for a very long life, you'll be able to serve with your body. Like, I want to be healthy so that I can serve my family. I can be the best for my family. I want my body to move freely so that I can move where God has for me to move, where he's asking me to move. Like, I want to worship Jesus with my body, with the way that I discipline myself so that I can follow what he has for me, so I can best love God and love people.
Yeah, so right now, as you're listening to us, what ways can you think of? What ways is the Holy Spirit highlighting that we can worship God with our bodies? Maybe God's pointing to the food we eat, making the food choices, the amount we eat, to make that an act of worship to God. Or maybe God's just saying, hey, it's time to worship me by getting some more sleep. You know, when we're exhausted, we can't function. God can't even get through to us. If you're feeling disconnected from God right now, how much sleep are you getting? Because I swear, if you have 5 nights in a row of not enough sleep, I think that can make anyone into an atheist. We need to get sleep. For me, it's exercise. I think many of us, God's pointing towards exercise, like worshiping him through exercise. I'm actually listening to worship music as I exercise, but it goes deeper than that. You know, I don't like to run. There are people out there that like to run. I don't think Jill and I do.
I'm not, but yeah. I love you. Thanks for running.
Yes, but I am running now. And I'm doing that because I know that this virus, the coronavirus, it goes after our hearts and our lungs. Mm-hmm. That's how my aunt and my uncle died of the coronavirus. And God, he's inviting me to strengthen my heart and my lungs so I can be here to serve my family, to serve God. He's inviting us into that. How is God inviting you to worship him with your body? We know from what God says in the Bible that he cares about our bodies, that our bodies are important to him. They really are these amazing gifts from him, these important gifts that we can use to honor him, to respect him, and also to worship him, way to love him and serve him and other people. How can we press into that? In your life, how can you do that? Because your body is important to God. Now, I know some of us, our bodies are failing us. We're ill. We're in pain. And you know, God cares about that too. You can just look in the Bible, all the people Jesus healed. He cares about that. So if that's you, if your body is failing you, if you're in pain, I want to invite you right now to just open up your hands. Wherever you are, wherever you're watching this, and I know this is a little awkward, just open up your hands so you can receive from your Heavenly Father. I would just like to pray that he gives you a gift now, a gift of healing. And we don't have to get all televangelist here. This is just going to be a simple prayer. If you're willing to just receive from him, I think God has something for you right now. So are you ready? Okay. Holy Spirit, come. Come with your kingdom and your healing. And in Jesus' name, whatever that problem is, wherever there's healing that's needed, bring your healing. Come, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, amen. Lord, we ask that you would come and that you would begin to filter your healing from the very top of that person's head to the very tips of their toes, that the kingdom would be made alive in their body right now. And I ask specifically, Jesus, that you would take pain away right now. Just wherever that pain is, God, I ask that it would leave right now in your name.
Yeah.
God, fill their bodies with kingdom hope and help them embrace the hope you want to bring today. All right, if we prayed for you and something happened, like you felt something, maybe you're completely healed, please let us know. Because we want to hear stories of God moving in our community.
Yeah.
And if you're watching the live stream or that, you know, you can use that chat feature and let us know there. If you're watching on demand, like put a comment below and just tell us what God's doing. And if you didn't experience complete healing or you didn't feel anything at all, but are still open to allowing God to come, like let us pray for you. Let us pray for you some more. Press that prayer button if you're on the live stream or use the connect form and actually let us come alongside you and pray for God's kingdom to come in your life today. You can do that by going to duluthvineyard.org/connect form or you could even just call us here at the church.
Yeah, we're in a strange in-between time now. You know, God's kingdom is breaking through. People are being healed. And yet God's kingdom is not yet fully here. So people, they sometimes aren't healed. But I tell you what, if that's you, if you weren't healed right now, if you didn't feel God, and I would say give it a minute to see. Sometimes it's weird. Sometimes you feel his presence right away. It can feel hot or tingly, or and sometimes it's just the pain is gone.
Mm-hmm.
But if nothing, if you don't think something is happening, God is always doing something, and it's always good. So look for that. Again, our bodies are important to God. Are they important to us? With our bodies, let's take the next step towards Jesus. Let's actually put our faith into action.